800-253-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Shelby Township, Michigan, Macomb County, where I was born and raised. I've driven on this road many, many, many times in my life. Ryan Road, on the western side of the county. The next road over to the west is DeQuinder. That is the county line between Macomb County and Oakland County. Well, Shelby Township Road is so bad over a three-mile stretch. New land developments have been rejected. There's been more than 250 car crashes within the last 4 years, according to Township Supervisor Rick Bethakis, who told a House panel yesterday at Macomb County College's Central Campus on Hall Road, M59, over near Hayes. Supervisor said, quote, "The ability of our firefighters and paramedics to serve our community is directly impaired by the very poor state condition of Ryan Road. This narrow county road has no turn lanes. There's no shoulders and carries more than 20,000 vehicles every single day, including more than 1,000 heavy trucks." Supervisor detailed his community's call for more road funding during a legislative committee meeting that was taking place at Macomb Community College's Central Campus in Clinton Township. The meeting was held by the House Appropriations State and Local Transportation Subcommittee chaired by State Representative Danny Steele of Lake Orion. She has made calls for the Democrat-controlled Senate to move her chamber's road funding bills. The package aims to create $3.1 billion in new yearly road funding by directing all state taxes paid at the gas pump to go to road repairs, as well as $2.1 billion coming from corporate income tax collection. It passed the Republican-controlled House about mid-March, but hasn't moved anywhere in the Senate. Why? Well, because the communists Democrat Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks of Grand Rapids supports the concept of having state money spent on motor fuel to go towards the roads. However, she wants to ensure that the state's other spending obligations, like public schools, which get 73% of the sales tax at the pump, to make sure that they are funded. She also wants Michigan's share of Medicaid spending and state-run welfare programs to make sure that they're appropriately backfilled as well. The Democrats see the need to create new taxes as being inevitable to provide a permanent long-term road funding formula, something that the House Republicans are dead set against. Her statement for this MERS news story: "Our goal is to add more money to the budget and to fund our roads for not only safety, but for jobs and prosperity in Michigan." Oh, I'm sorry. This wasn't Winnie Brinks. Misspoke. This was Steele, state representative Republican, the chair of the subcommittee. Our goal is to add more money to the budget and to fund our roads for not only our safety, but for jobs and prosperity of Michigan. I just encourage our senators to fund the roads through our big, beautiful bills. Kind of stealing Donald Trump and the name of his big, beautiful bill act that was just signed in Washington. Steele says, claiming the bills will allow legislators to finish our budget to be able to allot more money to our roads and put our school budget up as the next priority. See what's happening here, folks. The Republicans were supposed to have passed a budget deal by July 1st. Well, as of today, they're 30 days late. And they're saying they're not going to put any budget forward until roads are fixed first, and then we'll do the school budget. Once the road formula is fixed and passed and signed into law by the governor, we will then submit the school budget. This will allow local school districts to figure out their budget spending before schools start back up in September. Well, after that, then in September, when we come back from summer break, we will then go forward and pass the final budget for all of the rest of the state government that they need to pay for. Well, the event took place in one of the state's political toss-up counties, where expensive campaigns up and down the ballot run by Democrats and Republicans alike will be battling it out for next year's midterm election. During yesterday's meeting, the Republican-led panel was able to speak to Macomb County's roadway frustrations. For example, Supervisor Statkaris, who has supervised Shelby Township since the 2008 elections, said that it's going to take $408 million to put the township's 212 miles of subdivision streets just to a satisfactory condition. If the township was to dedicate its entire general revenue, which is about $20 million per year, to fixing subdivision roads solely, he said it would take 21 years to complete the project. The calculation would involve shutting down township government functions outside of police and fire. That's it. That's all they'd be able to keep open and dedicate their entire fiscal budget just to subdivision repairs alone. And there's nothing worse than a business telling us, or for us to tell a business, no thank you to new jobs, no thank you to new real estate developments, no thank you to wealth creation, because Ryan Road is unsafe. Tragically, one of the crashes a few years ago, 2021, resulted in a fatality. And I'm afraid that if we don't act now, it will not be the last one. That's how basically unsafe this road is. 1,000 heavy trucks a day. I can't even fathom that. Well, other speakers, Amy O'Leary, executive director of the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments, representing the greater Metro Detroit region. Her organization noted that 32% of locally owned roads qualify for federal aid are in poor condition. For locally owned bridges, Semcog noted how one of the two funding pots in the Michigan Transportation Fund specifically funds bridges. She said that this particular fund has been stagnant at about $27 million a year for two decades. Did you hear that, folks? This goes all the way back to 2005. Meanwhile, another speaker, Doug Needham, for the Michigan Aggregate Association, described how the cost of aggregate to repair and build roads has skyrocketed. For example, he said, for every American citizen, a projected 1.35 million pounds of stone, sand, and gravel would be needed. That's how much materials they use for road repairs. The cost of materials has increased, and we've experienced a rapid rise, especially over the past few years. Thank you, Joe Biden, inflation. This is due to many factors. Transportation costs, along with the aggregate availability, being huge factors. We reuse as much as possible, but if we recycle or reuse 50 to 75% of the existing road, we are still spending a substantial amount in added transportation costs that amounts to millions of dollars. During his presentation, he put forward the price tag that transport, just listen to this, for one ton, 2,000 pounds of aggregate, is $7.50 for 30 miles. If we bump it up to a full gravel train, 50 tons, just to move it 30 miles, $375. Well, there is all kinds of arguments, finger-pointing going on over this issue. Where's the federal funding? Where's the federal matching? Why can't we get aggregate at the local level? Why do we have aggregate being trucked at all when potentially every county in the state of Michigan has a gravel pit or sand gravel pit mix in their county? Why are we trucking it at all? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. One of the things that I want to discuss with you guys is the importance of getting a hold of your state representative in the House, because they have the power of the purse. They have the ability to make some real changes in this upcoming budget. Now, I was very saddened to hear from State Representative Jim DeSana that the House Republicans are still looking at an $80 to $81 billion budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Democrats, $84 to $86 billion. Well, I got to tell you, that's not enough of a cut. You House Republicans listening, you folks that have the ability to talk to your Republican state representatives, it needs to be in the 70s, if not lower. It needs to be cut. It needs to be cut drastically. Now is the time to stand strong and get something done for us, the taxpayers, the businesses, the citizens of the state of Michigan. Why? Because you control the House. All the appropriation spending, all of it, starts in the House. The governor put out her numbers back in February. The Senate passed their crazy BS budget. You Republicans need to make some cuts. Businesses, citizens need you to be strong. Cut the budget, cut the spending. Do not raise any taxes for anything, including the roads. Stop this picking winners and loser corporate funding. MEDC, Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, all of these funds have to be eliminated. Shut down the MEDC altogether. Shut it down. Take the money from their budgets and put it into roads. We are sick and tired of this insanity spending that you guys are doing down in Lansing. And we're going to hold you Republican state representatives accountable next year. You're on the ballot. and so are the state senators. If you don't cut this budget, you just go along to get along with the Democrats and this governor, shame on you. You are responsible for us to represent us in the House. In this insane spending that the Democrats and this governor has put this state through is unacceptable. There will be primary challenges next year. I guarantee it. I already know a couple that are getting ready to announce. And if you guys don't vote right on this budget this year, we're going to hold it against you. I don't care if you got an R behind your name. If you're not going to be fiscally responsible with our money, why do we want you there? You're not representing us. This governor has got to be reined in on her corporate economic agenda. The amount of money that has been wasted in this state since she's been the governor is absolute insanity. Battery plants in Big Rapids. These mega sites that they've gone out and acquired property, good productive farmland converted into mega potential development sites. And then last minute, SanDisk pulls out in Genesee County. This is insanity. It's got to stop. Absolutely has got to stop. And if they're not going to do it, folks, tell them to their face. If you're not going to reduce the budget, if you're not going to stand strong, even if it means shutting down the government at the stroke of midnight on October 1st, what good are you to me? I will not vote for you next year. If you have an opponent, I'll be voting for the other guy. It's that simple. I'm not going to send you back to Lansing if you can't stand up for us. And I'm talking about state representatives, Republicans, which all of our listening area is represented by Republican representatives. Many of you downstate listening, you have Republican reps as well. But the bottom line is, these guys have got to stay strong, stand strong, and shut this insanity down. And if you don't do it, then find another job January of 2027, because you're going to lose November election. That's simple. That's it for today's show. Now we go back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is